I'd like to transition now to a story that's going to take us back a lot of years right here in Willow Glen and in San Jose. And this story, I think, has great value for me where I serve in Brentwood, and I think for you guys, if I tell the story well, here in San Jose. My mother was born in the 20s. I think it was 1925, 26, something like that. Lived right here in Willow Glen, Lupton Avenue. You know where Lupton is? Just a few blocks from here. Cheryl and I drove by the house last night, beautiful home that my mom was raised in. She and her brother and sister, obviously my aunt and uncle, and her parents attended church downtown San Jose. It was a Methodist church. The name of the church was Centella Methodist Church. And so as a family, they'd get up every Sunday morning and they'd go to church. They'd go to Centella Methodist Church. But in the 20s and in the 30s, there was something going on in the Methodist Church movement. It was what's now called, they went liberal. They went liberal. Let me tell you what that means, just how to understand that. Do you have your Bible this morning? Okay, do you have a red letter Bible, red letter edition? Some of you do. You can answer me out loud. What are the red letters in the Bible? The words of Jesus are in red. Why are they in red? Because they are special. They're special words, okay? All the other words in the Bible are what color, obviously? They're in black. So to follow what I'm going to share with you this morning, we need to get it really clear. We have letters in red and letters in black. The words of Jesus are in red. All other words spoken by anyone ever are in black. Here's what happened in the Methodist Church way back, almost 100 years ago. They decided theologically that the words of Buddha, Muhammad, good moral teachers, were just as significant as the letters in red of Jesus. They kind of opened up their theology to anything goes, all kinds of paths to God, all kinds of ways to heaven. And so they had in their hands the gospel of Jesus Christ, the letters in red, and they opened their hand. And rather than the words of Jesus influencing the ways of the world, the ways of the world influenced the words of Jesus. Now that's a tragic thing. What happened to Centella Methodist Church? Can you guess? It closed. It closed. It went out of business. There was no market niche in the world of ideas and in the life-giving needs of people who would go to church for that. And so I had to go to San Jose History Online to find that over 50 years ago, Centella Methodist Church merged with St. Paul's Methodist Church, which is still open downtown San Jose and kind of barely hanging on from what I could see. So as this was happening, my mom and her brother and sister visited a relative who lived on Delmas Street, which is a little east and a little north of here, not many blocks, runs into downtown. And that relative was going to this new little storefront church. That little storefront church had a pastor, last name was Howard, Reverend Howard, and he and his family lived in a little apartment behind the church. Times have changed, behind the storefront. And that church was a part of this crazy-sounding movement called the Christian Missionary Alliance, the Alliance. That was this church in the early days, okay? At that church, they took the letters in red, the words of Jesus, and they honored them. And they preached and proclaimed and taught that there's only one way into the kingdom of God. There's only one way to have fellowship with the Father, and that's through the Son, Jesus Christ. And the only way that we can understand that is to read His words and understand His words and to elevate His words. No one has ever been saved by the church. And I've given my life serving the church. I'm in the 40-some year club of being a pastor, being in ministry, and I love the church. But friends, it's not the church. The church is not going to turn around Silicon Valley. The church isn't going to save anybody. It's Jesus, isn't it? It's his words, the life-giving words and message of Jesus. And so way, way back when Zanzibar was called the Valley of Heart's Delight, have you heard that? With fruit trees everywhere, hardly any houses, Valley of Heart's Delight, and it was the message of Jesus that validated the church. And this place is a part of what God was doing and a part of what God raised up. And, of course, through the decades, the fruit trees were plowed under. I think the very last one gave up the ghost a while back. Actually, there's an orchard that advertises itself as being the last working orchard in the valley. And now this place, Silicon Valley, is key globally. It may be hard to catch that living here and the impact of this place and what's going on geographically right where you guys are. Much of the world's wealth is collecting right here. It may or may not be bypassing you guys. I don't know about that. But the reputation of this place is absolutely amazing. And so if we shift from red and black, letters of Jesus, to the letters of all other words spoken, let's just kind of think fiscally for a minute. This place, of all places in the world, is in the black with wealth. And so economically, if there's a business that's floundering and it's in the red, the owners, the managers want to move it from red to black. Make sense with me on that? Spiritually, here's what we want to do. We want to move from black to red. Does that make sense? We want to move in our lives, our thoughts, the words that shape us and form us and guide us. We want to move from the words in black, the letters in black that people speak. We want to move to letters in red, the words of Jesus, which alone bring life. All human words ever spoken are similar. When you turn on the radio, talk radio, sports talk, I love sports talk. I love all kinds of talk communication on TV. All the words spoken, words of conversation you have with a friend, words before church, words after church over lunch, words with your family, words from Stanford professors in San Jose State, words from Steve Jobs when he was speaking and he was the voice, in some ways, of Silicon Valley. All words are similar. Why? Because they're all the words of men and women. They're all words from earth. So what's so special about the letters in red? The most important words ever spoken were the words of Jesus. Jesus came from heaven where he lived with a father, and he came to earth and brought the words of the Father. John 6:38, Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven. I've come down from heaven, not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me." John 12:49, "For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak." You mean that the letters in red aren't just the words of Jesus? I mean, that would be significant. They're the words of the Father. The words of the Father that the Father gave to Jesus. And Jesus came from heaven to earth on a mission, not just the mission of his ministry, miracles, calling disciples, crucifixion and resurrection, but he came with a mission to give us the very words of the Father. John 14:10, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. John 8:39, I speak the things which I have seen with my Father. So what does all this say to us? God planted this church. Seeds of this church gone through various, you know, seasons. It was planted way, way back. It was planted way, way back in stark contrast to other churches and other people who were trying to kind of get a foothold here in the valley who didn't understand the letters in red, the words of Jesus, the power of the words of Jesus. People go about their lives every day. Words in black. They listen to politicians. It's been fascinating. Political season still is. They watch the news. They read the newspaper. They watch TV. They talk with their friends. They talk at work. And there's something in common about all the words that are spoken. They are all the words of man. But God the Father and his kingdom cannot be understood by words that are spoken printed in black. There's no way that we can figure out the ways of God apart from what we hear from Jesus. The smartest guy in the world could sit under a tree his whole life pondering and could never understand, never figure out the ways of God. But here's the tension point, friends. Sometimes even within the church, we don't get this stuff. We think of the stories of Jesus. They're great for our kids, aren't they? Boy, Sunday school stories, the little stories about Jesus and what he did and who he met and what he said to him and who he healed and that kind of stuff. And we fail to grasp that the words of Jesus reflect the heart of the Father. So, for example, let me give you just one example. Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5 through 7, the greatest sermon ever preached. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said all this stuff, this amazing stuff. For example, he said, blessed are the meek. Blessed are the meek. Okay, one more thing I got to do. Now I got to be meek. Because Jesus said, blessed are the meek. Is that what he's saying? What were the words of Jesus? The words of Jesus reflected the Father and the heart of the Father. Here's what Jesus was saying. Our Heavenly Father has a heart of meekness, and if we want our lives to correspond to the Father, if we want to be in relationship with the Father, we need to mirror His heart. Meekness. I mean, these are not Sunday school words. These are the words to shape our hearts and our lives and our values. And no one else in Silicon Valley is going to say these things. It's not going to come from anywhere else. And people will speak words in black and chase and chase and chase and never figure it out. And we are the ones. We are the ones. It's not the proud. It's the meek. It's the meek. It's not the church. It's Jesus. And so there are churches all around San Jose, all around Silicon Valley. And we each have the privilege within our sphere of influence to help the place turn from black to red. But first of all, before that can happen, it's got to happen in our own lives, doesn't it? Who do you listen to? Who shapes your values? What are the voices that speak with authority into you? Is it Jesus himself and the words of the Father from the Father? that he spoke. The kingdom of God, entering into God's rule in our lives, understanding what salvation is really all about, following after God, there's no way apart from taking seriously the words of Jesus, letting those words shape our lives. I'll close with a little story. It's been a lot of years since we were here, so I've got stories from, stories from 20 years ago, okay? 20 years ago, we had a baptism at our church, and we have a little church building in Brentwood. It was built in about 1953 or 4 by the Mormons, and we just look at your facilities here. We'd swap you, but it's hard to do that. And we didn't have a baptistry. We've since got a kind of portable baptistry thing. So we were having a baptism on a Sunday night in another church, and this little church where we had the baptistry had a nice built-in baptistry, but it didn't have a heater. And so they had this portable heater, and guys, it was a 220, you know, electrical thing. You plug it in and you immerse it into the tank, and then you just, you know, hope you don't fry anybody in there. And it was this freezing cold winter night. And so the pastor had said, we got it all ready to go for you guys. And we got there. It was, I think, the largest baptism we've ever had. There were eight, I still remember, 18 people being baptized. And we got there, and the thing had malfunctioned, and the water almost had ice floating on the surface. It was just one of those quirky things. And so each person that was baptized, you know, do you really want to go in there? Yeah, I do. And then they'd shiver. And so we baptized this young high school gal. And she was very excited. And her dad was there. And I didn't know her dad. Her dad was a rough guy. He said he was a brawler. He was just always getting in fights and, you know, he went to all kinds of protest stuff. That's okay, but he's just a rough character. Well, when his daughter was baptized, he started hanging around the church some. He just told me the story last Sunday. He would hang around the church some, and after a while, he gave his life to Jesus. He was baptized and his wife and his son. It's a really cool story. And what he told me last Sunday was, he said, Dave, I would come to church and I would hear the words of Jesus, and I knew they were just for me, and they went straight to my heart and they changed my life. Now, this guy's name's Jim. He now leads a small group. It's called Starting Point. It's for people who are seekers, people who are just starting the Christian life, and people who are returners. They've been out of the church for years, and it's helping them find their place in God's story. It's a great, great little ministry that he leads. And what's that all about? Was that the church that did that in his life? Who was that? That was Jesus. And that's what Jesus does. That's the power of Jesus, and it's his words. That's how we know him. And that's how we know the Father. Isn't that an amazing thing? So here we are, and everybody around us, they're smart, they're intelligent, they're educated, they're successful, all this kind of stuff. But if they don't know the letters in red, they're missing out. And why are we here? Why did God cause my mom to wander with her brother and sister into a little storefront church down there? So my mom would be the oldest one who's part of the Alliance in San Jose history, which is really a cool thing. Oh, and I have one more little piece of family history that I think is very funny. So my grandma, way back then in the early days of the church, everybody in the Alliance Church would make a missions pledge. And they would pledge, you know, to give so much money to missions during the year. And so my grandma, or whatever the relationship was the missions secretary. And so she would keep track of the missions giving. And I just heard from my mom that she would call people up, say, hey, you're 2 months behind on your missions giving. Get with it. So the pastor had to kind of calm her down. Oh, amen. The pastor had to kind of calm her down. So here's the good news. Here's the good news. That our Father in heaven, God, mysterious. We still wonder, don't we, about God? We still wonder, what's God all about? He sent his Son from heaven to earth. And the words that Jesus had were not even his own. It would be good enough if they were. But they're the words of the Father. And let's not be careless with those words. Let's not skip over them. Let's not be enamored with cool words that are spoken in black. Let's help turn our spheres of influence. Agree? Agree with me? From black to red. Let's pray. So, Father, we thank you for, all you've done for us. Father, help us to understand these things. Father, it's so easy to be intimidated by Scripture, even the words of Jesus. Father, give us hearts that want to search and read and go after and be shaped by these great truths. Father, pray for this church. Just bless it in every way, in these dear people, in Jesus' name. Amen.